evening, calling the Sedalia Pettus Amateur Radio Club repeater net, calling the Spark and Pettus Aries net. This is KD0ETL, that's Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima, and I'll be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. The Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 local time on the Sedalia 147.03 megahertz with a repeater with a minus offset. Purpose of the net are to gather hams in the area, exchange information of mutual interest, and promote public service by ham operators. This time, do you have any emergency traffic for the net? Call net control. Are there any club announcements for the net? All right, we'll open up this evening with mobiles, portables, short timers, those that are in and out. Space your calls, spark a pause before speaking. Call KD0ETL. That sounds like we're ready for regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Spark repeater net. Call now.
KD0USK.
KD0VD.
This is KY0P.
KE0FUD.
All right, well, pause there. I got four good ones. I got KE0FUD, KY0P, 80VD, and KD0USK. Go to Brett. First on the list, KD0USK. Good evening, Brett, and your comments for this evening.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net this evening. Just had a real good weekend. Didn't do a whole lot yesterday. Got out and did quite a bit of weed eating and some lawn mowing. And got caught up on a few things around the house here that I needed to get caught up on. Worked on my Martin houses a little bit, trying to get them ready for next spring. Hopefully I can get me a colony in. I usually have a pair or two, but I'm going with a little larger scale situation here, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting a few more pairs in this year, so for next spring. So that's been my biggest project I've had. Then took Carrie up to the Plaza Art Fair today, and we walked around a little bit up there and seen some art, seen a little bit of something for everybody, had something to eat up there, and came back and been tinkering with my radio here a little bit, and that's about all I got. So hope everybody has a real good week. 73 KD0 USK.
KD0 USK in the net. KD0ETL. All right, Brett, good deal on the birdhouses. And I did see that on about the art fair in Kansas City on the news earlier. Not much else to... I did a little brush hogging yesterday. They had finished the cornfield next to me. I took the tractor and brush hog and made a pass all the way around his whole property. Did a little trimming for him, and he lets me hunt over there and four-wheel and get one pass all the way around so we can pull the tractor with the trailer so it's not so rough with the corn stalks and have a little hay ride or something. Grandkids like that every year. Or they seem to. They might be getting too old before long. So I'll do it while I can. That's about all I did and watched football today, so that's about it. Thanks for checking in. We'll go to Donald, 80VD. Good evening, Donald. Your comments.
This was a weird week for me. Started out good. I had to go to the doctor and he was okay with me. Then my son's wife had a little four-year-old. Set the Bronco on its top there Friday, so we spent most of the time with them in the hospital there Friday, but they'll be okay. It was one of those things, that just a stupid accident that happens. But other than that, yeah, we didn't do any antenna work, so I'll get started again some other time.
KD0VD, KD0ETL. I'm sorry to hear about the vehicle wreck. That's too bad. Just reminded me, there was a vehicle that did a rollover just north and west of me here, about half a mile. Ran up there and helped on that today, too. So those accidents are no fun, that's for sure. Well, hope they get better, and you'll get back to radio when it's time. So. We'll go to KY0P. Good evening, Dennis, and I believe I've seen something new and shiny in your driveway.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, after 13 years, I broke down and bought another vehicle. So, anyway, hope that one lasts as long as the other one did. But it was kind of rusting out, and I'd had it fixed a couple of times and went out the next time. And the guy said, you know, you're beating your head against the wall. We can fix this one, but it'll just be another $250 next time to get the next one fixed, the rust. So anyway, they had some pretty good prices on some 18s, so I bit the bullet and bought a new one. So anyway, besides that, had kind of a busy week. Well, that was last weekend, and then this weekend I was busy. Had a city board meeting yesterday morning. It started at 8, got out of there about 12:30, and then Steve and I went to the Jesse Hockett Memorial Race at Wheatland last night. Hot laps started at 5:45, and I think the races were over about midnight. So it was better than last year. We got home at 3 o'clock last year. This year it was about 1:30, so it was an hour and a half sooner than last year. 137 cars were there, and well, they just had sprint cars. They had the topless sprint cars, of course, without the wings, and then they had the wing sprint cars. That final for the wing sprint cars, gosh, it took about three times to really get started. They had 25 cars that started. First lap red flags because of flipping, rolling and flipping from first two starts. And they got the last one started. So anyway, with that, I was pretty tired. We did not go to church this morning and just kind of slept in. And well, we babysat for about 3 hours this afternoon, and then I mowed the yard. So they come by and put fall fertilizer down on Friday, and sprinkler system just kept that grass growing, so I had to get it mowed. So all in all, I guess what I'm saying is nobody's going to have to rock me to sleep tonight. So anyway, hey, that's about all I got. I'll turn it back to you, Paul. 73, everybody. Have a great week. KY0P.
KY0P, KD0ETL. All right. Yeah, you'll have to do a little bit more yard work because you'll have to put that coffee can back out there in that hole that you dug to buy that truck. So. Hi. You have a good week. We'll go to Chris, KE0FED. Good evening, Chris, and your comments.
Hello, Paul, and everybody on the net. Let's see. Friday was my company's annual. Once a year, they take a day and do volunteer work and let everybody take a day off of actual work and go do some volunteering. My group from Kansas City office, we all went up to Harvesters in Kansas City and packaged up 16 pallets of boxes of food that'll be distributed out later to elderly people in need. Yesterday, I spent a lot of the day doing yard work, and then I washed up the motorcycle and polished it and lubed it and did all that stuff, checked oil and things. It had some scratches and some dull spots on it, and it's shining pretty good now. Today, I haven't done a whole lot of anything. So, I'm just kind of sitting here watching television and listening to it. That's all. KE0FUD, back to you.
KE0FUD, KD0ETL, the ID covered your last few words, but I got it. It came through enough in there to get what you got going, and a good deal on the volunteering with the Harvesters. Good for you. So you have a great week, and yeah, take care of that motorcycle. Watch out for vehicles that don't watch you. So we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Sparker Peter Nat, call now.
This is.
KJ5ZW. I thought there may have been a double in there with you. If there was another station, try again. May have been that repeater over in Kansas. They've been coming in pretty strong today and may have come in before the ID or the tone kicked in. So, Philip, good evening, and good to talk to you this morning on 75. Your comments for this evening.
KJ5ZW to the group. Yeah, I pulled a Dennis on you. Said this is, and I let off my key and I keyed it back. I realized why he was doing that. It was to make sure he didn't have any doubles. And seemed to work pretty good unless Kansas was getting in there on me. Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of researching on other microphones to get. And just about time I realized that I was going to say the heck with it, that radio would just be a CW-only radio. I realized that, hey, it's going to cost me quite a bit to replace that microphone. Maybe I ought to take and give a sinking effort in repairing this one. And then I found my wires on that connector. One of them was off, and the other one is, looks like it's about ready to fall off. So I'm going to fix that, and I'll go from there. We went to town, Mickey and I did, and we spent some time in the stores and wound up buying stuff and spending money and had lunch, and then we came on back to the house and wound up going back, filling up the vehicle on the way and with the pickup, and then after we got back, I took the car back and filled it up in town and brought it back up to her. She's going to go back to Kansas tomorrow, be with her sister for about 2 or 3 days. Sister's got another appointment and with the doctor, and seems like none of Mickey's siblings seem to have any time to take Judy to the doctor, so Mickey's going to go and spend several days with her. Yeah, it's got its upside on, though. Gives her a chance to bond with her sister a little bit more. That's the youngest sister of the four of them, and that's kind of neat for Mickey. Let the repeater drop. Yeah, she's lost two of them and have died already. So this is her only other sister, and she was the youngest of the bunch. So there's going to be quite an age difference between her and Judy, but they're thoroughly enjoying each other. So I'm glad she can go and help her out. She's doing a whole lot better. Her, like I said last Sunday, her incision is all closed up, and she's healing well. Having a little problem walking yet, but she's got a cane, so she doesn't have to mess with a walker or the wheelchair. She still does, but she doesn't have to. Last time Mickey was there, she just suggested she get two canes, so instead of one. So when Judy had followed her advice, seemed like she could do just pretty good. She could just walk all over the place because she had cane on either side, and she didn't throw herself off balance one way or the other that way. So that's kind of neat. So we grocery shopped, and I got enough food. I can stay here at the house or do whatever I want until she gets back. So anyway, that's all I've got to offer. So I'll be a KJ5ZW back to you, net control at KD0ETL.
KJ5ZW, KD0ETL. All right, Philip. I'm glad your wife's able to go back there and help out, and hope she gets better. And you take care of yourself this week, bachelorin'. It sounds like you're going to have food anyway. And if you get that mic back together or something, and we can find a time, give a holler, and we'll see what it sounds like on 75. whenever you get around to it. No problem. So just get a hold of me. Thanks for checking in. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Sparker Peternet? Call now.
This is KE0LMY.
KE0QYA.
All right, net control recognizes KE0QYA and KE0LMY. Good evening, Sam, and your comments for the net.
Well, good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. I have had a very full day of getting everything ready for our next cert class. We're having our practicals day tomorrow, and we get to light stuff on fire and put it out. As everybody's aware, I'm sure that's real fun to get to do. They're going to roll the brand-new pumper truck out of the Warsaw Fire Department for us so that we can take some really awesome pictures, and we're going to put those up on Facebook, so I'm really excited about tomorrow. We also got our cord for programming our repeater, so hopefully I can get the repeater back online very shortly. This is KE0LMY, back to net control.
KE0LMY and KD0ETL. All right, Sam, sounds good. Sounds like a good time with the cert class, and be careful with those fires. Not that I know anything about it, but Anyway, you have a great week. And you want me to check Roger in?
Yes, he just yelled from the other room. Yes! So if you could check him, and Renee's also here, so if you want to check KE0LMZ in as well, she'd probably be happy for that. She just stepped in to get her shower. So we appreciate you, Paul. This is KE0LMY back to net.
I got it taken care of and got Roger in also. Okay, thanks for checking in. Go to Richard, KE0QYA. Good evening, Richard, and your comments.
Hey, good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net. Sam, I do hope you keep your clipboard in a safe location where it don't catch on fire. Just wanted to throw that in there for a little bit. Not really other much to report. Had a pretty good weekend. Got a lot done around the place. Kind of took it easy today, watched some football, kind of got the old TV on right now, watching the Patriots getting beat, so, I don't know what that was, I guess my finger slipped, but nearly not a whole lot to do here tonight, kind of sitting back, relaxing, and getting ready for another exciting week, so. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you all later. KE0QYA, be clear.
KE0QYA, okay, Richard. Yeah, your thumb slipped or you timed out, got long-winded or something. I'm not sure what it was. No problem. And that was a good one on Sam with the making sure her notepad doesn't catch on fire. So, all right, we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Sparker Peternet? Call now. Well, not hearing any more. I'll give last call. Last call for the Sparker Peternet. Call KD0ETL. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody that checked in. Everyone have a good, safe, and productive week. And we'll catch you later on the bands. 73 from KD0ETL and return the repeater back to normal use.